prayer requests you boys have?
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe in South Dakota.
Linda.
In Oklahoma.
Raja
in India. Let's pray. God, thank you for this beautiful day. It's time to be together with brothers and sisters and to hear your word and to encourage each other. Help us to be faithful to you in our life, to follow you with all our hearts. Bless the brothers and sisters throughout the world, those who may be facing hardships or those who may be by themselves. Give them strength. Pray for Linda and for Joe in South Dakota. Give him strength, God, the difficulties he's facing. Raja in India. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, today we're ready. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put my little thing on first. Today we're ready for, actually, Kevin has something he wants to share from last week, at the end of Job.
In the Septuagint, at the end of Job there, doesn't have a cremation rate, but in the last verse it says, the cremation rate says, when Job died, an old man full of days. And then this says, and it is written that he will rise again with those whom the Lord raises up. I thought that interesting verse there. And then also, kind of like the ending of the book here, that you know how, read much about Job or whatever, a lot of the today's Bible scholars believe that they didn't even know when he was or where he was connected. Thought maybe it was before the flood and just different speculations, but then Judith says, this man is described in the Syriac book as living in the land of Ophis on the borders of Idumea and Arabia. And his name before was Jobab. And having taken an Arabian wife, he begot a son whose name is Enon. And he himself, or Job, was the son of his father Zer, one of the sons of Esau, and of his mother Bosorah, so that he was the fifth from Abram. And these are the kings who reigned in Edom, which country he also ruled over. First, Balak, the son of Beor. The name of his city was Tinnabah. But after Balak, Jobab, who is called Job. And after him, Asam, who was governor out of the country of Teman. And after him, Adad, the son of Barad, who destroyed Midian in the plain of Moab. And the name of his city was Gethaim. And his friends who came to him were Eliphaz of the children of Esau, king of the Temanites, Baldad, sovereign of the Bashan, and Sophar, king of the Manaeans.
Okay, so today we're ready for Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the troublesome, but his will is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by streams of water that produces its fruit in its season, and his leaf shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Not so are the ungodly, not so, but they are like the dust of the wind, drives from the face of the earth. Therefore the ungodly shall not rise in the judgment, nor sinners in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. godly man and a wicked man. A wicked man is like the dust that just flies around in the air. It can just easily be moved. It's not worth anything. But a righteous man is like a tree that's planted by a river. And it gets plenty of water and it just keeps on growing. And it's fruitful. And it does what it's supposed to do. And it says that the sinners are not like that. In verse 5, where it says, "The ungodly shall not rise in the judgment, nor sinners in the council of the righteous." Do you know what a council is? A council. Have you ever seen a council?
A meeting.
Okay. A meeting where a bunch of people get together and they talk about something. Like maybe in Monette there could be a council. Maybe the leaders of the city of Monette, like the mayor and the people that are on the city council, people vote who should be the leader of Monette or who should be the leaders of Monette. And then those people get together and they decide what should be done in Monette, how the city should be run. Maybe they decide whether we're allowed to stand with signs on the highway or whether we should not be allowed to be there, or a lot of things like that about how the city should be run. And here it's talking about the council of the righteous, wherever righteous men get together and talk about things about the kingdom of God and things about what's right and what's wrong and how we should live and how we should do. But the ungodly don't have any part in those things. The ungodly aren't thinking about what's right and what's wrong and how we should serve God. The ungodly, in their meetings, they talk about maybe money or talk about how to run a city or a lot of different things in this world. They know how to run things in this world, but whenever men get together and talk about what's right, they don't even pay any attention to those meetings. They don't even know probably that it's going on. They don't talk about those things. But here, the righteous man will be in the council of the righteous. Okay, your verses. What were your verses about from last week? I wasn't here.
Somebody that loves
another
person more than God.
Somebody that loves another person or that loved God. Is that right? Okay. Why don't we start here? Julia, you can go ahead first. Line up next. Whoever's next in line.
David shows love to Mephibosheth, and he was going to get his servants. If there was anybody left in the household, they said there was some people that did not. David said to Mephibosheth, because he had his table open easily, just like he was telling me that it's good.
David so much that he wanted him to be king, even if he himself should have been the next king.
In 1 Kings 17, Elijah came to the widow and asked her for some water in a vessel, and while she was going to get it, he asked for more from the bread too. And she said that she was getting some sticks so that she could make some bread for her. Because Chevy had a little bit of oil in his arm and a little bit of flour in a barrel. And so she was going to make some for her son and her so they could eat it and die. But then Elijah said that she should give it to him first. And so and it would last till the Lord sent rain upon the earth. And she did, and it lasted till the day the Lord sent rain upon the earth.
Saul wanted to kill David, and David ran away, and David could have killed Saul, but David didn't kill Saul.
That's good.
In Genesis 13. Abraham loved God and asked him to bless
y'all hear back there? Okay, so I see all Jackson. Are they all the way down?
Abraham, reach, when God wanted to move, he moved.
In Genesis 26, where Abraham dug a well, some people took it, and then he had a bug, and dug another well, not putting up any fight.
Second Chronicles, where the Israelites are taking the Judah, the people of Judah to Israel, and the prophet told them to stop, and the soldiers didn't want to, but four brave men did, and gave them shoes and clothing too.
Okay, see who's next. Caleb, do you have a verse? Okay. Go ahead. Does Clint have a verse? Does Clint have a verse? Line up, Colton. Thank you.
Mark 10:21. Then Jesus beheld him, mocked him, and said unto him, One thing thou likest, go thy way, and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Then come and take up the cross and follow me.
Galatians 6 says, Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those in the household of faith.
Okay, very good. Next Sunday, find verses about people that served God whenever there was no one else around them. Or when they thought there was nobody else. Maybe even the people around them were telling them that they shouldn't serve God, or were telling them that they should just, that they were crazy. And they had to be all by themselves. Right here, you have all your brothers and your sisters and your family and the other people in the church. And we all come to church and we sing about God and we hear the message. But what if you were all by yourself and everybody around you was just doing wickedly? And then you would have to think about that and think that that's wrong. We should do what God says. But it would be very hard. But find examples in the Bible, or maybe even other examples that you know of in history, of somebody that was all by themselves and they had to stand up and serve God. Okay? All right.
The big boys are supposed to give a verse too.
Okay.
But I don't want Bible verse. It's easy to find stuff for you. I want some real life examples of someone you know or some opportunity that you had that you did to do good and love your neighbor. So.
Okay.
Bible verse to reference something, but make it real. Just think of that. See, the thing about it is, whenever you give a Bible verse, you got to think about, oh no, what Bible verse am I going to give? But whenever you actually know something, it's right there. It's real. You don't have to plan for weeks and tell some instance when you should have done right. When you saw it in that.
James 1:19, so my beloved brethren, let every man be put to ear, full of speech, and full of wrath. I just need to be full of wrath and full of speech. Good for you. Probably about 10 years ago, I remember an instance where there was a man who had this pretty high class vacation plan. Him and his wife were going to go on a vacation. And then this man's friend, his wife died. And so he canceled his vacation and gave all the money that they had planned to go on vacation to help the funeral.
I should ask my brother, I should have to use my brother's stuff instead of just doing what
I asked. I had Joe 13 where Joe asked who I'm showing the floor. I just need to learn more about what I'm doing. So we're going to do it better.
What he needs, and when I come back, I'll take him to go to the page and
Help my brothers and sisters more than ask them not to get sent here.